better listen very carefully.
A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready.
Essentially, at this point, the fight is over.
So you pretty much flow with the goal.
Who is worthy to be trusted with the secret to limitless power?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Bulletproof for BJJ podcast. I'm JT, and I'm here with the ever-smiling Joseph Worthington.
How you guys doing?
That's what it is right there, them pearly whites. Now, we're going to talk about something today which doesn't get talked about much, which is you should wear a mouth guard for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. People are like, what? How's that even matter? Well, if you've ever lost a tooth because some fool was kind of kicked you in the face when you're just trying to pass their guard, you'll know that that's painful and expensive. Unless you're a Meow brother, then you just don't. You just leave that tooth forever.
You don't need teeth.
You don't need teeth for jiu-jitsu,
if you've got bolos.
If you've got bolos, who needs to chew? A lot of people in the community don't wear mouth guards.
No,
I would actually say it's in the minority. But then if you go to MMA, everybody's wearing mouth guards.
Yeah.
If you're getting punched in the face, you know, I think it's because people don't think they're going to get kicked in the face.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're not getting kicked, you're not getting punched. So for me, it wasn't even so much about getting hit in the face.
Mm.
It was more about splitting the inside of my mouth all the time, like defending chokes and shit like that.
Yeah,
getting cross-faced and where you're like, fuck, yeah, you open up. And then it turns into an ulcer because it does, you know, and then it's like you got a real sore mouth for, I don't know, 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah.
So I actually got a mouth guard really for that, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, well, actually, the reason I bring this up is I got kneed in the face teaching a private lesson the other day. It was very simple. We weren't rolling. I just said to my student, I just want you to hip out, which they didn't. They hipped up and just kneed me straight in the mouth. And I just felt like this, like a click, and I was like, oh, no. There was a moment where I was like, oh, I hope that's not my tooth because I know it's going to be expensive.
Did they look at you in that moment and say, is that what you meant?
No. I was like, I just was like, oh. I just went, tooth's still there, still solid, way good. And he was like, you're bleeding. I said, I know. Like, I don't need you to tell me, brother. Anyway, it's okay. Obviously, there was no intent there, but this is how it can happen, right? And this is something else I wanted to talk about because he brought up a training partner his accidentally bit him in the head.
Whoa.
Like, he swept him and he fell forward and was like, ah, oh no. And like toothed him in the head.
Teeth in the
and
head.
And split him. So he had to have 5 stitches in his forehead.
Oh.
And obviously dude has a sore tooth, but he didn't lose any teeth.
Yeah.
So that's the other side of things that, you know, it can go the other way that if you're not wearing a mouthpiece, you can potentially injure somebody else.
I was training last week with a fella and I think he tried to take me down and I went for like an arm drag or something and he headbutted my knee.
Oh.
Yeah, and I didn't actually realize, but he was like, oh, shit, and went down. And it was under the eye, right? But skin was a little bit split.
Yeah.
Not badly, not stitch worthy or anything, but instant bruise, like I fucked him up pretty good. but, you know, that could have just as easily been his mouth.
It could have been.
You know, and I think that does happen in jits all the time, right? Like knees, swinging arms, elbows.
The other thing too, I don't know if you've experienced this, where you get like a knock on, you bite your teeth together real hard.
Yeah. If you got like a loose jaw at the time.
Oh, dude, you might just be like sticking your tongue out like Michael Jordan. I'm passing the guard. Chomp. Have you ever bitten your tongue super hard? Because a good friend of mine almost lost the majority of his tongue. He actually had to go into surgery and have his tongue. It's one of the most brutal injuries.
Oh, poor cat.
There is. Because he said that he couldn't taste properly for almost like a year after that because of the scarring from the stitching of trying to put his tongue back together.
Wow.
It's super brutal. If you don't wear a mouth guard, let's talk about why and how and like why it's actually super easy. In Australia, now I was just having a look online, maybe Julian can search it, to get a like a high level.
Bring that shit up, Jules.
Pull it up, young Julian. We got to use him for something. It's actually reasonably cheap to have a dentist made mouth guard. You can get them done at like denture clinics, stuff like that. Our healthcare system over here actually pays for part of it.
Yeah.
Or if you have private healthcare, you might only end up paying $50. Now, you could just go to the chemist and get like one of those melt and mold, like $20, $10 daddies, but that's not going to protect
your... They're shit. Yeah,
they're terrible. It's not going to protect your gums because if you cop a knee super hard higher up than the tooth, if your jaw breaks or the tooth breaks in the gum can die and then there's not much they can do about that.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worthwhile to get a proper dentist-made or proper sports-made fitted mouth guard. Yeah. Now, we'll see if how easy or hard that is in the States, but if you look at the number of people who get mouthpieces for football, American football, baseball, any other major sport where you might cop a hit to the mouth, they're available. Recently, I've noticed a big trend in powerlifters promoting mouth guards. Why is this? Because if you clench your jaw when you're doing a deadlift or you're doing a squat, you produce more force. Now, they did studies about this years ago for vertical jump and a bunch of stuff because when you form tension in the jaw and the neck, you can actually produce more force.
Right.
This is based off a principle called iridiation. Now, old mate Strong Camps,
yeah,
he does a lot of the bike jaw stuff and he calls it like predator.
Yeah, he'll the predator pull-ups.
Predator pull-ups where yep. he has a towel and a kettlebell and he's like, my pull-ups got stronger. And he swears it has nothing to do with forming tension in the jaw. And, you know, he says it's not iridiation.
Right.
He said that's not true. Like that's some old outdated principle. But basically it has been shown, it doesn't matter what you do, if you want to produce more force, if you create tension in the other muscles in your body, it's easier to produce force in the muscles you're using.
Yeah, it radiates.
Yeah, downstream. It has like a rippling effect. Yeah. In the same way, if we were going to have an arm wrestle, Joey and I wouldn't relax.
No, you're holding on to that fucking peg.
Dylan,
yeah.
You son of a bitch. I'm going to grab the table and I'm going to tense up. I'm going to tense my leg muscles. I'm going to squeeze my taint, as they say in America. Try not to shit myself.
Squeeze my tang? What's that?
Taint.
Taint,
Yeah, like
this. Anus.
Yeah, you got to get everything tight. Try and win. This does produce more force. So what's interesting is because it's a super cheap product, a lot of these strongmen and powerlifters are like, yo, use my code and get this mouth guard.
But so these are, I mean, just to clarify, these powerlifters are not trying to protect their teeth, right? It's a totally different use of having something in there.
Yeah, but this is what I want to say. Using a mouth guard can make you stronger.
Right.
If you bite down on the mouth guard, you can produce more force.
Yeah, so at the moment you got the bite on that heel hook, squeeze your knees.
Also
tight, like elbow to the lat, and then fucking chomp down on that shit and just hip in and turn.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay, cool. I like that. Even in like positional sparring, I think it's important.
maximal
intensity.
Just kidding.
I actually, so you know my buddy that I've spoken about, Bean, who I said was the strongest training partner ever. You know, he sent me a text message, I don't know, 2 months ago.
Oh, awesome.
And it was like, hey, bro, thanks for the shout out or something like that. And then he said, just so you know, you were always my warm-up round. the competition never dies. Oh. But I have distinct memories of him having some kind of submission. I don't know what it is, but I could see his face. He always wore a mouth guard and him chomping down on the mouth guard as he's like applying the thing to me. I have a visual of that.
Dude, I mean, well, I mean, that's the thing, right? I mean, there's pictures of Lachlan Giles. Like Lachlan is such a chill guy. But when he's going for that heel, you can see the strain in the jaw and the evil face comes out, right? Because it's contracting everything to make it happen. Anyway, I'm just saying that's an upside that you could benefit from when you're trying to get stronger. Now, losing teeth, I have a story about being in Brazil. Now, I actually first got my tooth damaged in Taekwondo. Someone just basically did like a spinning elbow and I didn't have my hands up and I just ate an elbow, knocked my tooth in half. So then my
snap the tooth.
Yeah, straight in half. And then my dentist constructed like a fake half tooth out of filling material.
Wow.
It's actually awesome and didn't charge us that much money. But then later down the track, I had to have a root canal. That cost kind of almost $2,000. I then had to have a fake tooth put over it. That was another $1,500.
This is your front tooth?
My current one, yeah. And I went to Brazil. And first round, first roll against an older English gentleman. I actually don't remember his name.
They love pairing up the gringos just to see who'll kill who. Like, yeah, you take – someone's going to get wiped out here. Yeah. Let's see.
Who will prevail? Younger blue belt, older purple belt. And it was just a guard passing drill, and he literally up-kicked me in the face and snapped my tooth.
Oh.
So I was in Rio, and whatever. I was like, shit, what am I going to do? And they're like, all right, go off the mat. But I'm like, no, I'm good to train. I can train. It's fine. So anyway, I didn't have a mouth guard at this time. I went to the dentist, and the dentist's like, oh, we can sort this out. It's all right. He made me like a fake little tooth reattached. He's like, look, don't train for a day, but then you'll be sweet. I got a mouth guard. I waited a day or two. I went back to training, doing guillotines. First roll, dude goes for a guillotine and guillotines my mouth. Click, breaks my tooth.
Ugh.
So I already paid $900 and my tooth's fucked. And I'm like,
again. Like 2 days later.
Yeah. And so I was like, and I had a mouth guard in.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, fuck it. I'm just hillbilly JT. Like I was the only guy missing teeth.
Wow.
Even my poor Brazilian counterparts had a full set of teeth. Like, check this guy out. This fucking bozo. Anyway, still able.
Teeth are a real thing for them over there too.
Oh,
hey?
Yeah, having like nice teeth.
It's a very, yeah, like it's a status kind of.
Tats, teeth, jewelry, braces.
But I remember when I was there, I had, and tell the story later, but I had my fake tooth.
Yep.
Which was, the gum was receding a little bit, and I've never had more comments, oh, like what? Oh, are you going to get that fixed? And I'm like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
But here we don't kind of care that much.
Yeah. But I know I still able to catch a few dates. Speaks to my strong gringo game.
Tinder game's reasonable.
But no, it was crazy because so many people were put off by it. I'm walking around Brazil and, you know, people were treating me almost like a criminal. People like, oh, this guy's missing a tooth. This guy's fucking, what planet are you from? Mm. It was very interesting how people judge you based on this. So even though I paid all this money, I eventually had to have the tooth what's it called? Like a cap put on.
Yep.
So it's kind of decent now. Most people don't pick up
on
it.
So it's that one? It's on your right? Yep.
Same as you, right?
Yeah, dog. Same one. Yeah, how about that?
Shit. The universe is a weird thing. But
if we ever make out and those two teeth connect.
Oh, fuck. Lightning. Ching.
I'm saving myself for Nicholas.
Come. I don't know if he's waiting for you, bro. He's too busy kissing Gordon. So what I was going to say is we were just checking about dental costs in America because overall my one bad tooth has cost me more than $5,000.
Right, yeah. Shit adds up.
It's not great. And it could have happened again because I wasn't wearing a mouth guard. Now I was just drilling with a student. I never thought I'd get kicked in the face. Kind of split my lip a bit. It's been annoying. It's still not quite there.
Oh, wait, this is the split the lip when on the weekend?
Yeah, weekend just gone.
Yeah.
And it's just irritating, guys. And so this is what I wanted to say. If no one has said to you, get a mouth guard, I'm telling you right now, the downside, you pay $100, maybe you pay up to $200, but the dental costs are so much higher.
Yeah, get a fucking mouth guard.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you're getting told. It's so worth it.
Yeah. So here's just a horror story from my friend who lost four teeth, totally random. He was at like a hardcore gig, like just people thrashing around in the mosh. I don't know if you see it where dudes are just
swinging.
Yeah, it's like dance fighting for guys who can't dance.
Yeah.
Or fight. It's kind of weird.
And we held a hardcore concert in my living room back at my house in Bondi once, yeah.
Oh, did anyone get injured?
Fucking oath. I was watching it go down on the half pipe.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, and cunts were just getting after it, smashing each other. I'm like, what is that? I didn't even know what my cousin's like. This is the shit. He was all in the scene.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But my friend was just there spectating. He was there with friends. He wasn't in the pit or anything. And someone hit somebody. That person fell and kind of backwards headbutted him in the face. He lost his four front teeth.
Whoosh.
Like it went down his throat. So he then had to get insert like implants.
Yeah,
they're expensive. They cost him
like 10 G's a piece.
Not quite, but the whole procedure ended up costing $20,000.
Wow.
And it wasn't his fault.
Jesus.
But he couldn't claim anything, right?
Yeah.
He had health cover. So all I'm saying to you is this. We do.
If you go to a fucking hardcore gig, wear your mouth guard, guys. Mouth guard,
boys. Come on.
Just fucking never take it out, basically. Always be ready.
Fucking always. Be prepared. Grindcore. So I look at that and I go, look, in anything, I try to keep my risk super low, but I go pretty hard with jiu-jitsu. Like, I will push forward with my head. I'll grind. I do get kicked in the face semi-regularly because I'm trying to get my head in the mix. I'm always wearing a mouthpiece. So can you talk about your own tooth injuries?
Yes, I can. You know, funny little side story. I met a guy once when I used to work in the film industry. I remember just chatting to a dude. He was like the actor on the commercial wheel shooting or whatever. He was, I can't remember what the gig was, but he was, you know, good looking fella. And I asked him, like, chatting about his work and stuff. And he's like, oh man, I don't do a lot of gigs like this anymore, but I used to be a full-time model. Oh. I'm like, fuck, how good's that? He's like, yeah, it was pretty sweet. And I asked him why he didn't do it anymore. And he said, bro, shit story. He's like, I was out with some friends one night and we'd been having a few drinks and dinner at a bar. And when we were leaving, I was like, he just walked out from paying or whatever. One of the girls that was with him came and ran and jumped onto his back, and he wasn't expecting it.
Oh no.
And they both fell forward. Oh no. And he smashed his teeth on the pavement.
Oh God.
And he's like, and I had to get like reconstructive, like dental work through here. And he's like, and I was, and he, you know, he looked pretty fine, but he's like, I'm just not, now I look a bit damaged there, so I don't get the modeling work.
Don't get that pretty boy gigs. Like,
oh, bro, that's awful. Yeah. Anyways, bad things happen to bad people. And so that was a little platitude that my friend Johnny P's mum used to say. I was like, you're right, Johnny P's mum.
The wisdom of old ladies.
Yeah,
old
Greek,
European ladies.
Greek, that's right. So, yeah, so for me, I
lost.
Does
that mean then all the Greek people deserve what happened to their financial system, is it?
Oh.
Clap back. How you like that, Johnny P's grandma?
She'd be rolling in her grave right now. Yeah, so I lost my front tooth playing indoor soccer way back in the day. I don't know, I must have been like 10 or something.
Dang.
And I just run through, boom, got. I remember squeezing through like two defenders, got tripped up, arms kind of got held back, and I kind of just got slingshot into the hardwood floor and snapped front tooth. Same thing, but I snapped it at like a clean 45.
Oh, dang.
So it was just triangle. And same deal. I had the little triangle wedge and I went to the dentist and he just glued it back on.
Right.
He was like, there was an exposed nerve and he pushed it back in, glued it on. And I had that. So it was just my front tooth with an angle line down it. Looked pretty gangster for like, I don't know, I had it for about 4 years or something. And then sometime in my teenage years, I remember having a rumble with a mate, and he didn't punch me in the face, but like an arm came up and he just kind of clipped it softly and it just fell out. And so it was at that point that I had to do same thing, root canal therapy or whatever it is, root canal. And then they put like a cap on it, which I actually just had the cap redone 2 years ago.
Mm.
So that was like, you know, cause the cap, your gum line recedes.
And you can see the dark.
You get that black line.
Discoloration, yeah.
And that was the thing when I was in Brazil that people would like call me out on.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't think it was a thing. But anyway, once I got it done, so I had that original cap for like, I don't know, 20 years or some shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that was pretty expensive here in Oz. And obviously our health system is subsidized.
Yeah.
So we don't have to pay the full price. The reason that we mentioned the American thing is because we got a huge proportion of American listeners.
Yeah.
So for the Aussie listeners, that's why we're referencing like, For the American people, it's like, fuck, for those guys, unless they've got really good insurance, they're probably going to have to pay full whack.
Yeah, and even then, if you have insurance, you still, depending on what state you're in.
Right.
This was something that was highlighted to me by Will, because I Seek Progress.
Oh, yeah.
He runs the Seek Progress podcast. Shout out to Will. He had pointed out to me that him living in the state of New York, they don't have like universal access. So even if you have a private health cover, you don't necessarily get to deem when you use different aspects of it. So you pay your money every month. You might want an MRI and they go, no, no, no. You have to wait till we say you can have your MRI.
Ah, right.
Which is pretty brutal.
They're like, apply or some shit.
Yeah, they're like, no, no, no. We want you to do X, Y, and Z before we'll release those funds.
Yeah, right.
I was like, that seems extortionary. Whereas in California, they have the, I don't know if this is the right term, but speaking to our friends like Open Mat Physio, they were like, no, we have like universal access, so you can kind of choose if you go to a physio or if you
right.
go to a particular dentist.
And they just cover it.
Yeah, under the health cover. Now, I was reading an article saying that, like, I think it was something like 50% of Americans avoid going to the dentist because of the expense.
Yeah.
Because outside of, say, getting a filling or getting a checkup, the price is through the roof.
Well, and it is the same here in terms of, I think it's the most premium of the different medical, of course, like
surgeries, but
surgeries and cancer treatment and shit. But, but like in terms of the things that you're meant to be doing regularly, like going to the dentist is one of the things that most people are like, oh, I haven't been for years.
Yeah.
Because you're usually getting hit, even if it is a bit covered by your health insurance,
you're paying the majority.
You're still getting clipped for like a good few $100.
Yeah, and it can be thousands.
And it's often fucking uncomfortable because you got someone fucking around
grinding.
In your mouth.
Yeah, it's always funny. They're like, hey, "How are you feeling today?" come on.
But yeah, dude. So I didn't wear a mouth guard for the longest time. I think I tried way back in the day, maybe at Blue Belt. I was like, "I'll do this for a little bit," and I had a cheap like boil and bite kind of thing, and I ended up not keeping it. But it was only. You influenced me to get one because I just got sick of splitting the inside of my mouth.
Mashed.
Yeah, and like I said before, like it would turn into an ulcer because you got this open wound in your mouth, and then it's real sore and it makes training uncomfortable. Eating, like, it's just shit.
Mm.
And I'm a big fan of chili, and it really makes
chili
sauce just shit. I still do it, right? I still eat it. And you're like,
I love chili.
Dumb cunt. I'm my own worst enemy. Yeah. I went and got one, and I got one from an orthodontist, same deal, guy who trains with us here at the gym. He's like, yep, I can build you a fucking sick one. Came and like did the moldings and everything, yeah. And I think it was like $300.
Yeah, nice.
But it's gangster. Clips in and doesn't come out.
Yeah, perfect.
But I actually love it. I train with it all the time. And someone asked me about it the other day. They're like, oh, how do you find that? I'm like, bro, really good decision.
It's
like,
great.
Yeah, like I did always used to think that you're only one kind of knock away from knocking out a tooth or something.
Yep.
But more so, it's just like I don't have to deal with those cuts in my mouth.
Of course. And look, one of the biggest protests or counter arguments is I can't breathe when I wear a mouth guard. People are like, oh, but this goes to a conversation we've had before about nasal breathing. I actually feel, when I put my mouth guard in, I feel invincible because I just shut my mouth, I grip my teeth, and I focus on breathing through my nose. And I'm
do
like,
you actually grit your teeth? Like
when I'm passing, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I expect to get, you know, people pummel and kick and I get hit in the face. I'm like, I'm passing. I grip my teeth. And I consciously breathe very heavily through my nose. Like I really try to force myself to do it. It's hard to keep up. For those of you out there who are predominantly mouth breathers, it can be a good prompt to be able to close your mouth and focus on breathing through your nose, because this is one of the things that will stop you from hyperventilating and actually not oxygenating yourself that well. So I thought maybe I'd throw to you, Joe, to talk, just throw back to that idea of trying to breathe through the nose.
Let's throw it there.
Go.
Well, the nasal breathing is a more efficient way for you to breathe generally. We want to avoid mouth breathing as just a habitual thing. Of course, you know, after a big scramble or some kind of high-intensity output, yeah, you're going to need to breathe through the mouth more than likely. But the idea is that if you can breathe through the nose as much as possible, that's efficient for your breathing. It's delivering oxygen in the sort of most usable way possible because it's being you're producing nitric oxide in the sinus cavity, and then that's getting included, you know, with the breath that you take in, and you're also humidifying the air that's going into your lungs. Versus when it just goes through the mouth, it's often not humidified in the sinus. So there's a whole bunch of benefits to it. Won't go super deep, but yeah, most of us tend to be mouth breathers, and I'm habitually the same. So yeah, having the mouth guard does force you to just, it kind of just gives that cue because it's awkward.
Yeah.
Right? Because you've got this big lump of rubber in there.
Yeah.
So it does give you that cue to breathe through the nose. Doesn't mean you can't still breathe through the mouth, but definitely if you are a person that is inclined to just mouth breathe instantly, you'll find the mouth guard weird at first.
Mm.
But I think that's where the benefit is, isn't it? It's like a practice. And if you just wear this thing more, it will force you to breathe through the nose more, and that in turn is going to help you become more efficient with your breathing.
Yeah, definitely. I got to say that it's interesting having trained with MMA fighters. Everyone's wearing a mouthpiece. It's like your number one piece, other than your gloves or your shinies or whatever your box, your groin guard. Mouth guard is always number one.
Yeah,
And it's so interesting that when I go to like a professional jiu-jitsu session, it depends on the gym though, because some gyms, which is really great, depending, you might ask at your gym if you're new, they might have an arrangement with a mouth guard
supplier.
Yeah. Because sometimes they'll come in and they'll fit everybody. They'll do, everyone does their molds, they go away, make the mouth guards, and it's cheaper because they do them in bulk.
Yeah.
So it's really cool that these services have evolved as MMA and combat sports have become more popular. But no, definitely.
It kind of, to me, falls into that realm of like, jiu-jitsu as a culture doesn't really take itself that seriously.
No.
And it's like, we don't really warm up. We don't really do any training outside. We just turn up and just fucking roll around.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of part of that where it's like, hey, this is a different thing, man. It's the gentle art. Like, it's like, nah, bro. Like, you're swinging limbs and people are getting hit in the face. And you like, you know, so you got to be prepared. You got to have the right gear. You got to look after your body. Like, all this shit needs to be in place, and mouth guards are just a part of that.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever bitten the shit out of your lip, which is pretty brutal because you can split your own lip. They did this is just kind of unrelated, but I find it interesting. Rory McDonald versus
Robbie Lawler.
Robbie Lawler. And Robbie Lawler has that split in his lip.
Yeah.
And he's just won, and he goes, ah! And his lip flaps out like that. And you're like, oh, my God. I mean,
I'm like protecting my lips right now as you're saying. I remember that.
Oh, that's.
You haven't seen that fight. Was that their first or their second fight?
I think it was their second.
It's one of the most fucking
penultimate
hectic UFC fights you'll ever see.
It basically ended Rory McDonald's career.
Yeah.
I mean, he did go on to fight in other organizations, but that kind of.
He lost. I saw a thing where it's like he lost the desire, like the bloodlust was the way they, like before that he had this savage energy about him.
Yeah.
And it was almost like that fight gave him what he needed. And he's like, I just don't have the desire to to kill anymore.
But so much pain.
Oh, bro.
So much
His pain. Face was almost like caved. His nose. Yeah. Yeah.
And he ends up, he does eat it for most of the rounds, but then at the end he
just kind
of,
yeah.
And he can't take it anymore. It's too much. But this is what I wanted to say. Some of the most pain I've experienced is from mouth injuries. Because when I was a kid, I had braces. You may not be aware, I used to have really nice straight teeth. My parents paid a lot of money for that. But then I ended up getting punched in the mouth too much as a teenager, and the teeth didn't stay so straight.
They're pretty straight, aren't they?
Reasonably. Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things that if you've ever experienced a real serious mouth injuries and you've had the ulceration and you've had that process, it's really uncomfortable. And I want to say it's not worth the downside. It's cheap enough to get a good mouth guard, and the expenses can be so much more full on. So if you end up listening to this or watching this, please like let us know about your kind of catastrophic mouth injuries. A good friend of mine had his jaw broken in a face choke because he didn't want to tap. And as a result, had to have his jaw wired shut. Lost a lot of weight, by the way. But like, you know, we talk about face choking.
Should and
have like,
just tapped.
Yeah, of course. But you know, like it's the classic thing. You're like, oh, it's not on my throat. I'm not choking.
He's getting tired.
Yeah, he'll give up. And then his jaw just just broke through the mandible. So that was an excruciating level of pain for him. It had nothing to do with a mouth guard, but I just wanted to say that like.
Going back to Johnny P's mum's platitude, he was obviously a bad person. And he deserved every ounce of that jawbreak.
I do not concur. But and it's interesting that in the old days, as a rite of passage in some older cultures, they'd knock out one of your teeth with a stick or a rock.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, you want to, you got to be tough, lose a tooth. And I heard someone say, like, you can look at someone's face, like their ears, their brow. If they don't have facial scars, cauliflower ears, or missing a tooth, then they haven't lived a life, you know, they haven't gone hard enough. But definitely want to advocate for this. It can make you stronger. It's going to save you money, and even it will encourage you to breathe better. And really what we're all about is encouraging you guys to have better jiu-jitsu and protect yourselves. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and just a note on that, it's you got to get the mouth guard, but then you also got to put it in your mouth. And it's one thing because it's easy to leave it in your training bag.
That's true.
And then it's like, all right, guys, we're doing rounds now. And you actually got to go, hang on a sec to your partner, go off the mat, get your mouth guard, put it, you know. And I've done this when I first got it where I'm like, oh, let's just roll. It's good.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, hang on. I've spent the money on this thing for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, make it part of my routine. Now it goes in all the time. I step onto the mats, I put it nearby and
yeah, put it with the drink bottle or yeah, whatever it might be.
Next to the Anabol.
Actually, just to finish, when I was in Brazil, I had a fitted mouth guard that cost me a lot and it had my name written on it and I had forgotten to put it in and we'd done warm-up drills and whatever and I went to get it and it wasn't there. And I was like, the fuck? I was like, I'm sure I brought it. I had no idea. I pair up with some random guy, this purple belt cat, skinny, lightweight guy from the Projeto Social associated with the gym. And it's closed guard, and he's wearing my mouth guard. Like, his teeth are not, no way. His skull form is so it's kind of half like in his mouth. Out
he's
his
just
mouth,
fucking forced
and
it.
It's got my name on it. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, you're wearing my mouth guard. And he was like, And I was like, that's my name. That's my mouth guard. And he was like, And I was like, bro, I was like spit it out. You know when you see your dog bite something, like pick something up off the ground, you're like, no.
Yeah.
Give it here. And like, he ran off the mat, ran to the change room. And I was like, maybe he's going to wash it to give it back. He just grabbed his bag and left, took my fucking mouth guard.
No way.
He just left the training. And I was like, what the fuck? What's he going to do with it? Like, it didn't even fit properly. But man, I was like, well, he probably needs it more than me, but Jesus.
Did you ever see him again?
Desperate move.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah,
it was funny. But
he's got that thing sitting on his mantelpiece to this day. He's like, you know where I got that mouth guard from? This gringo piece of shit that came to my country. Tried to play my fucking sport.
I took what was mine. Claimed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there it is, fam. Never leave your mouth guard lying around. Or you have Ayana's.
True.
Because they'll go missing too.
They can.
Hey, if you need help with your training, you know we got you. You can take a 1-week free trial of our program. You can access all of our strength and flexibility programs specifically for jiu-jitsu. Go to bulletproofforbjj.com. Start your free trial and you'll be able to see us on the inside. We can help you with your training and you too can build a body that is bulletproof for BJJ.